See, people change, you change, I change, but God never changed from one covenant to the next. He's the same under the old covenant as he is under the new. He had to reveal what he was on the old covenant to us on the new covenant so we could walk in it. We were deemed blind, separated. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so he redeemed us so we could become and partake of who he is and be like him. God never changed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 13:8. Give me Hebrews 13:8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus who? Christ. How is he? The same when? What will he be today? Yesterday, today, and maybe tomorrow, he is changed into something else. No, whatever he was, he is, whatever he is, he will be. He can't change. He cannot change. Come on. If he healed you yesterday, he'll heal you today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If he saved people yesterday, he'll save people today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If he's fixing lives today, yesterday, he's fixing them today.
Yes.
If you talk to him yesterday and he answer you, he'll answer you today.
Yes.
He can't change. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee what? Great and mighty thing that you don't know about. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So Christ redeemed us. What did our scripture say? Let's go back to Galatians 3:13. Christ had redeemed us from the curse. You're not cursed. Say, I'm not cursed.
I'm not cursed.
I don't care what the enemy says. He's not going to put that trash in my head or my mind or my spirit. I am not cursed. I don't care how I look. I know who I am. I'm the Redeemer of the Lord. I'm going to live that way. I'm going to walk that way. I'm going to talk that way. I'm going to conduct my life that way because I know who I am. I'm going to feed on the word. And I refuse to let an outlaw, a heathen, a snake that's been defeated to rule my life. When he shows up, I got to fight. I'm not gonna allow him to pull me over into his fight. I'm gonna make him get in my fight. Are you hearing me? I'm gonna pull him over here where I can win. He's not gonna get me in the flesh. I'm born of the spirit.
Come on.
And see, that's why messes you trying to get you in the flesh, and you get over in the flesh, that's the wrong fight. Your flesh ain't got sense enough to fight. You know what I mean by it don't know how to fight a godly fight. It just, you'll see a wild person that's mad, out of control. You have to almost have to knock them out to get them calmed down. But a spirit man said, come on, boy. By his stripes, we will heal. All my needs are met, and I refuse to be moved by what you're trying to tell me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He's trying to get you to move, trying to get you to say something. But you stand your ground. God said I will heal, and I'm not changing my mind. Do you see how you feel? I didn't ask my feeling. I read it from the word. And God is bigger than feeling. And feeling... In this particular conversation, feeling is not allowed. Now let's go on a little further. Excuse me. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed to everyone that what? Hangeth on a tree. Why did you do it, Lord? That the blessing, he daily loads us up. That the blessing of who?
Abraham
might do what? Come on the Gentile. Who are the Gentiles? So we are. You are not an Israelite. You are a Gentile. Well, since you've been born again, you're a God child. But you came from the Gentile side of the family. Amen. That the blessing of Abraham might come. See, God had blessed Israel, but he wants the Gentile to have the full blessing too. See, he wants you saved. He wants you prosper. He wants you to have a sound mind. He wants you healed. He wants you to walk in health. He wants you to preach the gospel. He wants you to be a strong man, strong woman of faith. He wants you to know you're covered with the blood. He wants you to know you cannot be defeated. He wants you to know you're more than a conqueror. He wants you to know you're just like him. So this blessing came on that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Christ Jesus, that we might receive what? The promise of the Spirit. How are we going to get it? Through faith. I guess I better do it. Y'all can go ahead and turn because I'm going to give it to him. Lord, give me the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. You might receive the promise of the Spirit. Are we doing all right? John chapter 14, Gospel of John 14, 16. And I pray the Father, and he shall give you what? The promise of the Spirit. I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may come and dine with you 4 days. Oh, man, y'all about to help me read that.